Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm Sam McIntosh with the Raccoon Valley Radio News Network, talking with Amy Hale and Tim and Linda Judkins about this week's reopening of the Menlo Cafe. To start off, tell me about how this all began, getting the Menlo Cafe going.
My husband and I moved from Des Moines to Adair, and the little paper that comes in the mail, normally I just don't even look at it. And I looked at it once and threw it away, looked at it twice and sent a picture to Amy and said, what do you think? And she says,
there was an ad in there for the
cafe. And so she says, are you serious? And I said, yes. So that's how it all started. And then we met with the board and they chose us to take over.
It's always been a dream of ours to start something together. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was just kind of like one of those, okay, are you really serious? We've looked at other opportunities before. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of just been like, yeah, whatever, you know, no, wrong timing, wrong everything, and this just worked out. So,
when you came across the property, you know, what did you hear about it, kind of the life it had before?
So the previous owner had been here for 18 years, and she just got to the point she wanted to retire and have time to herself. Obviously, we've learned that it's a little crazy getting it going and everything. So she just, she had a great following, and she had tons of people, you know, her certain days, chicken on Wednesdays and Sunday buffets, and so she's got a great following, and we just want to continue that and keep picking up where she left off.
And I think White Pole Road is a huge, and so they have a lot of people, the bikers come through, and a lot of centennial things go on, so that was the big draw too. So they're very busy.
Do any of you have prior restaurant experience?
Just deli for me, deli for her. Yeah. A little.
Well, and the other two partners have
kitchen
experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's to clarify.
My husband, Scott, and then my best friend Connie. She's always worked in the kitchen too.
She's part of the owner. Yeah.
Connie Wilcox.
Sure. What's the sort of style of the cuisine? What food will the Menlo Cafe serve?
Home style. Yep. Yeah. Tenderloins are huge. So we're tenderloins, chicken,
fried chicken. Yeah, biscuits and gravy in the morning, and omelets and all that. Eggs, you know,
a lot of pies. Pies and desserts. So it's just kind of that hometown or homegrown.
Home style.
I guess I'm what I'm saying. Yeah.
And we're sitting right in front of a buffet. When will that be used?
Every Sunday. Sunday.
Yeah. Right. So Sunday brunch is a big.
It's huge.
Yeah, we've got people calling for reservations already. Mm-hmm. So we have been told it's a big deal, and that it will be full. So
chicken is the big thing, and then we also will do like different things like ham
and
roast
and
big thing is handballs, so 1 week we'll be doing the handballs, and so just going to be different.
So what's the feedback been being newcomers to the Menlo community? Amazing. What's it been like?
It's been amazing. Everybody's been very good and very good to us. We have a group of men who come every morning, not yet, but will, every morning at 6 o'clock, eat breakfast, drink coffee, and play cards. So they're in here a lot. They've done a
checking
lot of painting.
They're in here like, okay, how's it going? When are you open? And
we're ready to go.
Come in and they've all been in here helping paint and
everything. Yeah.
Hang pictures and
they
scrub floors.
A TV,
and
so we didn't have the TV. We weren't going to put it up.
We were. Yeah.
And somebody brought a TV to put up. So it's just those little things. It's an amazing town.
Yeah.
Menlo's great. Yep.
And if you can describe the changes that you guys have made, how much you guys have done for the space.
We've painted everything, put in brand new carpet, you know, all new equipment in the back. So, you know, we've got new fryers, and we actually have two broasters, which she didn't have previously, so our chicken will be broasted.
And the ice cream machine.
Oh, yes, the ice cream machine's working, and we will have ice cream sundaes and root beer floats and shakes and malts, all that kind of stuff too. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about different changes. In the beginning, we're going to be open the same hours that she was open before, Tuesday through Sunday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. But we are talking about potentially possibly having a couple evenings, maybe come springtime or And then maybe even being open on Mondays. Everybody wants us open all the time, and they want a couple evenings. So we're kind of talking about that. Everybody asks that question. So yeah. We're looking into that. We just got to get our feet wet first. So
have you received financial support, or I mean, you mentioned volunteer people, you know, helping with the grunt work of it, but what's that been like?
Yes, we have. They've contributed very much. Yeah. They want to see this succeed.
Not only them, but the townspeople, people all over town have come in and not only donated lots of time, but you know, mm-hmm. financially too, because they want this up and running and want to see it going. So
we did do a thank you for them last Saturday, and we did the
thank you dinner,
whole chicken and the everything for them, and it went amazing. This place was packed for just the town, for everybody that helped.
Everybody's that donated or helped with their time.
And what would you say is maybe the best or your favorite dish that you will have on the menu?
I think the tenderloins, because we kind of worked on those and changed the batter a little bit, and it turned out to be amazing.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to the cheeseburgers. We're using fresh ground beef instead of frozen patties, pre-portioned patties, and he's got a secret recipe he's working on, and I'm looking forward to those. So I'm hungry, and I'm ready for one now at 10 o'clock in the morning.
We're doing the sausage, too. We're not buying frozen. We're actually making our own.
And just to refresh, what are the hours, the days that you guys will be open?
Tuesday through Sunday, 6 to 2. And then the buffet starts at 11 on Sunday.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with Amy Hale and Tim and Linda Judkins about this week's reopening of the Menlo Cafe. I'm Sam McIntosh with Raccoon Valley Radio News.